Monday mornings at 7:30. We check in live on the telephone with R.W. Estella. Good morning, R.W.
Good morning, Allison. Although English romantic Percy Shelley would have us believe, as he says, that poets are the unacknowledged legislators of the world, I would add that we consumers in the 21st century are each of us, some in small ways, some in large ways, also unacknowledged legislators of the world, in that we help shape international corporate activity, which in turn influences the direction of governments around the planet. This is not to say that we are particularly adept legislators, only that we most definitely have a place in the causal chain that links corporate activity to the machinations of government. Every semester, in an effort to improve the abilities of my students as consumers, I engage them in a project that spans the entire 15-week course. First, the students are asked to think about something they might see themselves buying in the near future, either out of necessity or sheer desire. The item might be a new computer, a new camera, a new blender, a new hair straightener, a new hockey stick, a new dishwasher, a new refrigerator, a new chef knife, a new hunting rifle, or a new car, or virtually any other product available on the open market. Then they're asked to look at all the possible varieties of the product so they can define where the product fits in among other similar products, thereby determining a class of products, such as portable bandsaw mills under $7,000, for example, or 2012 mid-size sedans under $25,000, etc. Subsequently, they are asked to select three similar products, each by a different manufacturer, but all three within the same class of products. Once they have narrowed their search down to those three products, they begin the process of doing as much research as possible to include hard copy sources such as books, periodicals, journals, magazines, brochures, and pamphlets, interviews with experts in the field and purchasers of those products, and, of course, information from the inevitable Internet sites. The students are instructed to arrange the data they collect into categories, with the barest minimum of considerations necessary being those involving basic features, product reliability, customer satisfaction, and price. Along the way, they become acquainted with bias in varying degrees and are cautioned to always be wary of the vested interest a purveyor of information may have. Eventually, they also become fairly savvy, at least about the products they have chosen to research. Naturally, I'm always hoping as well that they are able to extend their newly developed research skills into the larger realm of any other products they hope to purchase in the future. At the heart of the exercise is the concept that every individual has the opportunity to shape his or her destiny, at least with respect to the quality of goods purchased, and that in so doing, the individual has the opportunity to combine his or her purchasing power with that of others and thereby shape the ways that corporations do business and in turn the ways that corporations deal with governments. All these ideals are so easily expressed and so difficult to put into practice. But what better practice than the Christmas season, the biggest collective consumer exercise of the year? Next week, in memory of Russell Wayne Libby, who passed away yesterday in Mount Vernon, Maine, we'll hear about how to keep the local economy going on $10 per week. For more on Maine, be careful shopping and have a great day.